Another Country by R.B. Russell. Read by Mark Young. Up until the moment I approached the door, everything had been effortless. My connections from Amsterdam to Bialystok had been on time, and there, at the airport, had been my old friend David to greet me. He eased me through the process of hiring a car, and had sent me on my way with a detailed set of directions that finished on the very road that Adam Krasicki gave as his address. I had to go just over the border. It was quicker than flying direct to the country I wanted, and the customs procedures between the two countries were surprisingly uncomplicated and informal. The roads were all good, and at the end of my journey there was even a parking space outside of the very building I sought. It was a busy thoroughfare, with fast-moving traffic, but I turned the car in to the side of the road without having to make any awkward manoeuvres. When I switched off the engine, it was with some satisfaction. The day was bright and clear. When I got out of the car, I decided that, despite the fumes and noise of the traffic, it was a fine city. The buildings lining the street were late 19th century and mellowed with sooty ornamentation. There were trees at regular intervals along a wide pavement, and there were small areas in front of each building, so that they stood back from the road. I had always had the idea of Eastern European cities being...